What are you waiting for?
It's KKV, let's go.走って登って打って飛んでトゥームレイダーになりたいんだ。かっこよくて強くて憧れなんだ。トゥームレイダー Windows 98 Remember those days 夢中になって遊
んで。 Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We are pumped. We are ready. We are
drinking tea
and soda.
Pepsi.
Good times in this episode. We got lots of stuff. We got why Eric shouldn't invite weird people into his home.
Why a diaper bag should hold baby-related items, and how humor is lost on some people when it comes to funny baby photos. All this and more. We're Calgary's only podcast. Tip, tap, tip.
Take off your pants. Okay, that's enough of that. If you really care about it, I'll put the link up to the song. You can check it out later, because that's what we do. We're not,
I like it, but I have no idea what they're saying.
Something about something.
Oh, really? Oh, you're so smart.
I am the smartest person in the world. It's a fact. It is a indisputable fact.
I will dispute it.
Will you?
Yeah, I will.
Ask me anything, I'll tell you the right answer.
Okay, how do birds have sex?
Magic. Prove me wrong. Because you cannot disprove magic, because it is magical.
No, that's not a good answer. You need to be able to give a smart answer. That's a stupid person answer.
Bird magic. What more do you want?
Eric, you can't. You could say that any answer to anything could be, it's magic.
No, my answer to everything is bird magic. Why is the sky blue? Bird magic.
Whoa, you're like a, what do you call those, wise man?
I'm just really, really wise. Okay, yeah.
You seem kind of out of it.
It is Sunday.
It's not a very smart remark.
Hey.
Are you just slowly going to collapse on this show?
No, because I got lots of good things to talk about.
Okay, well, let's do it.
Let's get cracking. It's been a couple weeks. Rochelle was sick. Weird.
Oh, worst strep throat ever. I hate strep throat so much because you're like, oh, it's just a sore throat. It will go away. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, fuck me. It's strep throat. What? And you're going to die. And all of your body hurts.
So what turned into what was going to be a 2-day trip to Edmonton turned into like a 4-day trip to Edmonton because Rochelle was stuck up there with a sudden illness. And who did you ever figure out who was to blame? Who's the culprit for this?
No, you know what? I think usually what ends up happening, usually the time that I get sick is when I go out and I eat out somewhere and, you know, because I do stay at home with our son.
Mm-hmm.
And so people come over to our house, but it seems to be like a coincidence that when I go out and eat in a public place.
Oh, we just,
because you know what I think it is? It's food. Now I'm becoming a total germaphobe, but I'm noticing this even when our son, when we go out to the mall.
Are you
going to
go all like Howard Hughes on us, or what's going to happen
here? What does that mean?
You've not seen The Aviator with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, like where he has to open doors with Kleenexes and stuff?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that, but I think I might have a hand sanitizer like in my bag or something.
You should just bathe in like hand.
No, I'm not saying that, Eric, but if you think about it, like, okay, you go to a restaurant,
yeah.
People are preparing your food. You've got no idea if they're washing their hands before doing that. You have no idea if this person has strep throat and they're preparing your food and then you're eating it.
You're putting a lot of faith in gross, disgusting teenagers that they're keeping their hands sanitized, which is probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
That they're like, you know, remembering all the rules and, well, you know,
I've worked in fast food. I know how it is. I know how it is in the kitchen. Like, you know, you're feeling sick. Well, too bad for you because your paycheck is so shitty. Mm-hmm. You have to go into work. You don't get any sick days where you get paid. So you just do it, right? Like you just go.
Yep. So teenager coughed on something and now you're sick.
Probably. Yeah.
So long story short, that's why Rochelle wasn't on the show last week because she was feeling like warmed over garbage. It's because, you know, it's not like, you know, you get sick one day, you're better the next. Nope. You decide to hang around and be a real pain in the ass. So
that's... Yeah, strep throat is like a week-long thing. You got to take antibiotics. Antibiotics make you feel gross. Like, it's just this never-ending thing.
But Rochelle was well enough in time for Monday, in which we had an interesting situation happen to us. Just to sort of back up about a week or so, while Rochelle was still out of town, I got a call from a person who said that they knew a friend of mine, Shane. Shane's appeared on the show several times. So saying that they were involved in financial services and they wanted to conduct a survey with respect to financial services, I was a bit kind of suspect. I'm like, okay, well, this seems weird. This seems like a sales thing. So I asked outright on this phone call, is this a sales thing? The person said no. So I'm like, okay, well, this person knows Shane. They say it's not a sales thing. They wanted me to do this survey. I even asked on the phone when I was talking to them, can this survey be done over the phone? Because I'm like, I do phone surveys all the time because
why not? Not a big deal, right?
It's like 5 minutes of my time.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Or online, whatever. But
yeah, but they say, no, it has to be done in person. I'm like, okay, that's weird. But again, you say you know Shane, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. So made an appointment to meet, would have been Monday around 6 o'clock. I got a call earlier in the day from this person reminding me of the meeting. And then I phoned Rochelle, just reminding her, well, actually letting her know for the first time.
Oh my goodness. You're just being so detailed. People don't need to know all the little things.
So anyways, it was a very warm day. That's not a detail other than the fact that when this person showed up, they immediately, like you were outside with Bo hanging out, and they start going. I'm waiting for this survey to happen. I'm like, figure that, okay, introductions, brief introduction. Here's a survey. See you later.
Yeah,
like, we're gone. Not like that at all. Not like that at all. Immediately, they start going into, I guess a sales pitch for this organization. Organization is called the World Financial Group. You can look them up.
Okay, I just want to say, so I was outside with our son when I saw this lady walking up and I was like, oh, I thought, okay, this was going to be some sort of research survey. And then she's walking up and she's wearing like 4-inch heels, makeup galore, curled hair, fancy outfit. And I was just like, oh, this is not research at all. And I saw her going up the stairs and I was like,
thinking, like,
I just knew right away this is weird. Like,
when I'm thinking research, I'm thinking university student, jeans, comfortable shirt, whatever, right?
Something like that. Yeah. Like if people are not trying to sell you something, then they're not going to be dressed
like really
like they're going out to a fancy dinner party or a club. That's what she looks
so
like.
So immediately, they start going into this spiel about, I don't even know. Is this like about like how I, you know, how their organization is great and can help solve financial problems, blah, 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 blah. And I'm waiting for this survey. I'm like, okay, well, what does this survey have to do? Because she was talking for upwards of 20 minutes. And meanwhile, it's warm in the house. I'm sweating like a motherfucker. Probably not making a good impression. Not like a care. Because I'm just like dripping sweat. And I'm just like, I'm totally thrown off by this because it was not what I expected. You know, saying, oh yeah, well, how about how their organization can help? I kind of tuned out, which is probably a testament to the fact that I was just like, just hurry up and I want to take this survey so we can get out of my house. So at one point, Rochelle comes in, and I think you're about halfway through this survey and you're kind of listening and you're kind of buzzing around doing your thing.
Yeah, I just let you talk to her because I was just like, I need to make dinner and I want this person out of our house. Like,
yeah, exactly. And yeah. And that was one reason why
It was really uncomfortable. Okay, here's the weird, to be honest, it was really uncomfortable.
Here's the weird, uncomfortable part is...
Can you pause for a minute?
Yeah, one sec.
My head...
Whatever, technical difficulties. Anyways, the weird thing is this. This is, which kind of got like my siren spinning, my red flag going up, is as soon as this person started asking me for contact information about my friends, I'm like, okay, what is going on here? Because it wasn't just contact information. Like, this is the way that she framed the questions were really weird and suspect. Do you know any, like, I'm trying to remember how she said it. Like, do you have any friends who are really awesome and independent or something like that? Like, I'm like, okay, that you think would benefit for this? I'm like, well, one, I don't know who the fuck you are. B, I don't know really anything about your company. And C, I'm not going to give out my friend's contact information to people.
Yeah. Basically, like, the way that she was talking.
And she was really pressing it. Like, you know, like, I deflect one question, she'd reframe it another way, and I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah. But at the same time, without really saying anything, and this is the art of sales. This is what people think is the art of sales, is like saying a whole bunch of stuff. People can relate to what you're saying. Everything that she said was like, you work hard, you never really make enough money, you know, saving up for retirement. How much do you think people have saved up? All this kind of stuff. It's so typical. It's so like, you know, you can turn on the TV and everybody who's trying to sell you something financially is saying exactly the same shit that she was saying. And the thing that really, that clued me in that something was going on is when she was saying, I want to make more money. Who doesn't? I don't want to work as much, but I want to make more money. And the only time that I've ever heard that before was when I went to this stupid seminar for that brand Cutco knives.
Oh, you know what?
Because they had an ad in the paper saying that they were going to pay like $15.95 an hour. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's so much.
It's funny you mentioned that. No, like, but a friend of mine, Mike, he got involved with them. Like, this is when I was in my early 20s. And he was the same thing. Like, he's just trying to sell these fucking knives to like his friends and his family. And it was,
Well, you don't actually need to sell. All you need to do is do the presentation. Just book your presentations. You don't need to bug people, blah, 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 blah. It's like, you know, anytime that something sounds too easy, too good to be true, it usually is a scam. And when she started saying that, I was just like, oh, fuck off. Are you kidding me? Get out of my house right now. Why are you here? Why is this happening? I felt like,
so she
I started to get angry, actually.
Yeah, like as soon as she tried to like really kind of book the next appointment without even really,
you said maybe two words to her. This lady was rambling and talking so fast, you weren't even able to say anything. Like,
so she dropped off one of the surveys. I filled out one because I'm like, all right, this is why you were here, so I could fill out this fucking survey. And then I think she gave Rochelle one, or he asked for one, so we have an extra one.
No, I didn't ask for one. Are you kidding me? Why would I ask
for one? So here's a series of incredibly leading questions.
Did you give her a whole bunch of your personal information?
Whatever. I don't think she's ever going to call me.
Yeah. But email or anything like that?
Like,
did you give her your email?
Whatever. I'll just ignore it. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, here's Finance 101, Personal Finance Strategy Survey. Okay, name, address, phone number, email. Are you an employee, self-employed, or business owner, name of company? That's the information on the front. So here's the question of which, I don't know, this is really tricky. I'll ask you these questions. Are you suffering from financial losses as a result of the recent economic downturn? Yes or no? Okay.
That's kind of more like for the States, isn't it?
Well, no, Canada
was affected. Yeah.
Yeah. So most people would say yes. Are you concerned? Are you concerned about any of the following? Too many bills or debts? Who isn't?
Yeah.
Lack of savings or investments for retirements or kids?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, how do you not answer yes to like any of these questions? Not having enough protection in the case of disability, long-term illness, and or even death.
Yes.
No, I'm totally good. Do you carry any significant financial responsibilities with growing children or aging parents?
Well, oh no, not at all. I don't care about anybody.
Yeah. Cause my kid, he takes care of himself. I don't need to pay for anything. Like you see the way these are worded, they're just so like.
Yeah, no, it's just trying to push you in, push you in, push you in. That's what it is.
Are you concerned about the future of your job or career? Well, I would think that, yeah, most people are wanting to.
Yeah.
Do you feel that financial terms such as investments, insurance, debt, inflation, and tax are difficult to understand? So this is.
Wow, that's a whole bunch of different things. Mm-hmm. Like, what? So dumb.
Do you think there's a large number of people in our country who struggle financially and need help to improve their financial situation?
No. I think everybody's a millionaire.
Well, I'm one of those people. If you were to choose, okay, here's one where it's not really yes or no. If you were to choose, what would you rather have? A better return for your money or better safety for your money? And then number 8, what is your ideal retirement age? Then you fill in the blank. Financial solutions. Do you want to learn more about how money works and how to build a stronger financial future? Are you interested in making more money and increasing your cash flow? And last question, do you want to explore a new business career in the fast-growing financial industry? Now, these last 3 questions are interesting because they kind of tie into this company, World Financial Group. Their business model is well, at least what they do, at least what this lady was trying to do, is she's trying to recruit me to basically kind of do what she does, again, because she's trying to recruit more people.
See, and
because
she was very unclear of what exactly and why exactly she was talking to us. Uh-huh. And that's when I become very suspicious of people when they are not giving you a clear answer of the company that they work for and what they are selling or what they are doing. When I asked her, are you a financial advisor? She was like, well, technically, yes, but I can't actually tell you that I am. Didn't she say something for the protection of my clients or something like that? And I'm like, people who I know who are financial advisors can say that they're financial advisors.
Like, well, the thing is, like, you know, like the way that this company works is you pay for a series of courses to get to become to basically.
Well, let's watch that. Well, you found that video that's about the company, right? Can you watch that? Because I haven't seen that yet. And I know that, you know, you kind of Googled their company and looked into it. So let's see what it's about.
Yeah, this is a report from a few years ago when CBC was doing some investigation in Manitoba.
Plus, do you really understand your investments?
Never invested in anything before.
Why an investment firm here is now under investigation. An Ontario-based investment firm with several offices here in Winnipeg is in hot water with regulators. World Financial Group Securities of Canada is accused of a number of violations of the Securities Act. The CBC's I-team has been digging through the documents. Alex Friedman reports.
4 years ago, Clarissa Parto was separating from her husband and father of her 2 girls. Her husband's cousin told Parto about investing with World Financial Group Securities. She was told she'd earn more than financial security.
This is something that would help your marriage. This would make you and your husband very happy in the future. You would have millions by the time you retire.
But she didn't have the $150,000 to invest, so they set up a loan for her, a leveraged investment. Experts say leveraged investments like these are fraught with pitfalls because on top of any losses to the investment, you still have to pay down the loan.
Because you always have to make those payments, whereas if you owned it, you would just suffer the loss of wealth. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes it dangerous when you're highly leveraged.
In order to make sure the investors are fully aware of these pitfalls, there are certain rules about who can buy the funds. The rules are agreed upon by WFG and the regulators. WFG should not sell these investments to anyone who has less than a good knowledge of investments. And in no way should the amount borrowed for the investments be any greater than 40% of their net worth. Clarissa says she met neither of the criteria.
Never invested in anything before, other than, well, maybe a little bit of RRSPs, but that was about it.
WFG is facing allegations that they acted improperly and contrary to the public interest. The Securities Commission hearing is in the preliminary stages, and court documents indicate that Parto is not the only potential victim in this case. The Securities Commission is concerned about the high number of leveraged accounts WFG maintains and the inaccurate recording of clients' net worth. For Parto, it's the stress of the loan that has taken the biggest toll, mostly on her family.
I'm a different mom.
How?
They say that I'm not as happy as I used to be.
Unless you're a skilled investor, these sort of leveraged investments can be risky. If somebody's trying to sell you this kind of investment, experts say at the very least, seek the advice of an independent advisor. As for World Financial Group, the company has not returned our requests for information.
No.
Alex Friedman, CBC News, Winnipeg.
So.
That sucks.
So.
That is crazy. So they're like, oh, well, you don't have this money to invest. Well, we'll loan you the money to invest. And so these people think that they're, oh, that's just so bad.
Yeah, it's weird though, because I was doing a bit of digging and when you get wrapped up in this group, it becomes almost like this, weird cult-like mentality, because there's these seminars, these presentations, and everyone's like, yeah. And it's weird. Like, here's another red flag, which kind of caught my eyes. When I was doing some research, I typed in World Financial Group scam, right? Because I figured, okay. And I was looking for videos on YouTube, and there were so many videos from people involved in this organization saying, we are not a scam, blah, blah, blah. And this is why we're not a scam. And it's weird. Like, any organization that has to go out of their way and has to get their members to go out of their way to disprove that they're not a scam, there's probably some shady shit going on. And the fact that they have to overly defend themselves,
yeah,
their work should stand on its own. But like, you know, if you Google like World Financial, or if you do search for World Financial Group scam or WFG scam, you'll see more videos from its members saying that they're not a scam than there is, right? And it's weird.
So, but then are there also people on there who are saying, or who are telling their stories about how they got scammed?
Not so much on YouTube, but there's definitely a lot of that. I put,
sometimes I'm curious about these things. Like, sometimes I'm like, hey, well, why not check it out? Right? Like, what if we called this lady and we were like, hey, yeah, and you know, we really enjoyed our discussion with you, and we just like looked into it.
Well,
without investing any money, without taking those sorts of risks, like what?
Well, first of all, before you invest any money, before you get involved at all, that you have to pay $150 for them to do a background check. So that's $150 out of your pocket before you even get your foot in the door.
What?
And then there's, you know, in order to do the type of job that this lady was doing, you know, there's various courses that you have to take. So that's more money that you have to.
And you have to pay for those courses.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. So then.
Shit.
Well. And then it's multi-level marketing, but they don't like that word because everybody knows what that means is pyramid scheme. But, you know, they like to call it referral-based marketing. Okay, semantics, but it's the same thing.
What does this lady get out of it? Who's working for them? Like, say, for instance, if she got us to go in, then does she get a cut or something of the,
I would imagine, because that's the way that these organizations work. The more that the people that they have referred beneath them, the more money they get, and
the higher up they go into.
So there's an incentive.
Marketing level. That's how it works.
And the thing that the worst thing about this is when after this meeting,
I have a hard time wrapping my head around something when there's actually not a physical item or a physical thing that is actually for sale. Like, there isn't really a thing. It's just
services, basically, or the ability to be involved in this company and, you know, become rich by doing what this person does. It's the thing that makes me angry the most thing is the fact that this person, basically breached my trust, because the impression that I got from the initial phone call and beginning of this conversation was that she was a friend of Shane's. The way that she talked was that she was a friend of Shane's. Now, I talked to Shane afterwards because, and I said, okay, well, do you know this person? He's like, no, I was referred. This person was referred to me from another person. And I said, okay, so you don't know her at all. So it's weird though. Like, and I think
that's. No, he met with her, but they're not friends.
No.
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 And then when I did kind of start talking to her about Shane, like, oh yeah, Shane's, how did you meet Shane and blah, blah, blah. Oh, he's so much fun. And she kind of was a bit evasive with that. And she's like, oh yeah, he's a really good guy.
Well, that's the thing.
I'm like,
the user,
you're not really saying. And then she pointed at our, we have a wall of family photos, and she started pointing at the wall of the family photos, and she's like, she's like, oh, are you into family history? And I'm like, don't fucking pull that shit on me. That is like beginner marketing thing to just try and find a personal connection with a person that you're trying to sell something to. That doesn't work. Like, if you're a smart person, you're not going to fall for that shit.
Eventually, Rochelle was not having it. She's like, okay, we're eating supper. Give me your card. And then you got a bit of a dirty look, and then she left.
Oh, she was so pissed off at me. And then she looked at me and she was like, oh, can I use your washroom? And I was like, oh fuck, are you kidding me? She's going to do something.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to like poop in the toilet, you know, like do an upper decker or something. But I think that she just either, well, maybe it was her or maybe it was you, but there was a whole bunch of pee underneath the toilet seat.
I don't know.
Or maybe she like, you know, spit on our toothbrushes. She could have done whatever. And when I was talking to one of my clients later on who was doing his hair, and I said to him, I was like, it was so uncomfortable. I did not want her to go into our bathroom. I knew she was mad at me. I knew she was really pissed off at me for kicking her out of our house. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, just tell her she can't use the bathroom. And I'm like, I didn't know how to say that.
Yeah.
How do you say that to someone, right? Like, oh, our bathrooms are under renovation right now.
It's like, you say, I don't know you. No. I wish I would have said that. But again, I was just kind of.
I was really surprised at how mellow you are about her, because you've done some pretty aggressive phone calls to TELUS and to NMAX, to all these different companies. But this lady, like, there was something about her that you were just like so quiet. It was the weirdest thing. Is it because you were like attracted to her?
No, because she would not stop talking. And the fact that I was just completely.
Well, you're fine with interrupting me.
I was kind of taken aback, because I'm like, this is not what I expected. I know. In retrospect, I should have said something. I should have cut her off immediately. And I'm kicking myself for that. But anyways,
we've kind of talked a lot about it.
So, I'll put up links to this, and you can, if anybody comes to your house from World Financial Group,
or if anybody's had a similar experience, you know, like,
let us know.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, because we do have listeners, and I'm sure at least one of our listeners knows somebody or has an experience with this group. Again, World Financial Group.
Yep. We do have listeners, and we got a tweet for a tip, tap, tip from the lady named Candace. She writes, hearing Rochelle talk about going to the Cheesecake Cafe with her girlfriends reminds me of doing the same thing in high school. It's a trend, Derek. It's a trend. We had two dessert cafes in downtown Guelph, the best being the Grasshopper with like 15 different cheesecakes every day. Oh my goodness.
Could you imagine like how many like emotional crying ladies are?
I should do that. I should just go for cheesecake tonight after we do the show, you know?
It is funny because
I don't even know where to go in Calgary.
Is there not a Cheesecake Cafe?
I don't know. Is there? Because if there is, I'm there. You know how big the pieces are that you get?
You know how many, that place is probably like primarily women who are going there?
I know. There's something about creamy desserts or creamy treats that ladies just love that shit.
I didn't know that cheesecake was a thing until when I was young. And I remember watching an episode of Golden Girls, and they all woke up in the middle of the night and they all sat around the table eating cheesecake and just talking about their feelings. I'm like, oh yeah, I guess this is a thing.
See, that's why I want to be married to a woman.
You want to be married to a woman?
Yeah. Can I trade you in?
For what?
Someone who will eat cheesecake and talk about their feelings. If I ask you anything, you're just like,
Well, yeah, because that's how guys express their feelings. And in the sense that
you eat cheesecake, you'll just eat like a whole piece in three bites.
That's what you do.
Now let's talk about how you ate four rows of a President's Choice chocolate bar in a matter of what, half an hour?
Yeah. Okay. That's if you're being
because
nice.
I told you that I didn't like it, and you're like, okay.
Basically,
shove it in your face. You're like Cookie Monster.
You gave me the go ahead to eat it.
No, I did not. I just told you that it's not my favorite type of chocolate bar, and you read that as, does that mean that I'm gonna eat the whole fucking thing? Yeah.
No.
That's Rochelle telling me that I can eat the whole thing right now.
No, my brain's like, does that mean that she's telling me that I have to eat it as quickly and as fast as I can? That's awesome.
Before she comes home and changes her mind.
I was just waiting for you to pull out of the driveway because I'm like, okay, if she drives out, that means she's gone. That means she can't walk back in with me, my face full of chocolate, and go, oh, I thought you were gone.
You are so gross. So
I'm waiting for that car to pull out of the driveway and turn the corner. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
she's
why
gone.
Do you think I hide? I'm going to hide like, more rah, rah, chocolate rah. From you. I need to hide more chocolate
you
from you.
You need to hide all
because you have no control. If I went out and bought, you know, a huge box of chocolate from Costco or something, I swear you would probably sit there and eat the whole thing, and you would probably die from a chocolate overdose.
Apparently you can.
Yeah, I know you can. That's why I'm saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, what else do we have? What other stories do we
actually
have?
Do you want to talk about this, or do you want
to... No, I want to listen to, like, this video thing, this sure, baby start. Photo.
Baby photo. Okay.
So funny.
Well, Jackie Sheets of West Columbus tells me she won't be posting photos on Facebook of her granddaughter in posed positions anymore. She says the photos created a firestorm that even got law enforcement involved out of concerns of potential child abuse.
Babies posing as flowers, in candy, in mixing bowls, even a hat box are all over the internet. They are generally seen as cute. But when Jackie Sheeks posted this photo of her granddaughter with a pacifier duct taped to her cheeks, or this photo with the 2-month-old in a roasting pan with potatoes, people on Facebook didn't find it funny or cute.
We're not horrible people that they're making us out to be.
Sheik says the duct tape was only on her granddaughter long enough to take the photo. She says her prop photos are getting blown out of proportion.
It started over just a joke. You know, we put a little bit of tape on the pacifier just because we were being silly. You know, we wanted to share it with the friends because everybody knows us, know that we, you know, play around like that.
What she saw as playful photos, law enforcement did not.
Wow. Okay. I'm sorry. I have to agree with this lady. Like, they're dumb photos.
Are you serious? That's duct tape on their baby's face. That would hurt. That hurts to pull duct tape off.
It's not, you can see it's not even really adhered. But like, I think it's funny. I think it's funny. And I think people take things too way too seriously and they should just calm down. You know, it's okay. Well, here's an example. If people look at that and they call law enforcement rather than talk to these people, like, you know, and say, well, that's a weird photo. Should you be doing that? No, they call the cops.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't think that they should have those people as their friends, on Facebook, or maybe it was open to the public or something like that. Because if you are concerned and you are friends with that person, then you would say to them like, whoa, that's kind of weird. Cause I know I understand where they're coming from. It is tempting to do like these really funny photos and stuff like that, but you are putting it out to the public. So you do need to be aware that there are people who, remember, because even me and you, we would make funny comments about our son, and we would make funny comments, and both of us knew before, you know, talking about it on our podcast, like, we need to be careful what we say, because some people will take it the wrong way, and that's exactly what these photos are. Like, these photos can be taken one way or the other, and you just shouldn't take that risk.
It'd be the same way as, like, somebody listening to an episode of this show and then judging us as parents based on that, the fact that we tell, like, dick and fart jokes. Okay, like, first of all, this show.
No, that's a lot more extreme than this. This is like, you know, she's putting the baby in a roasting pan. Like, she's going to cook the baby.
It's silly. Okay. Well, okay. case in point, we back
up. No, I am agreeing with you. I think it is silly. Not a big fan of the duct tape one. Okay. No, I don't think the duct tape one is good.
Oh, kids in a mixing bowl. Or you can make, like, you know, mix them and bake them into a cake. Okay, same thing. Here it's cute.
Yeah, but that's a professional photographer.
Oh, and here, yeah, exactly. And here she took it on her whatever phone or whatever. So, yeah, here it's cute, but you take it here.
Yeah, her pictures don't really look that cute, though. They look kind
of... Yeah, because she's not a professional photographer. Yeah. She's just taking a silly photo of her grandkid.
Yeah, well, whatever. You just don't take that risk, right? You just don't.
I think that's a sad... I think it's sad, the fact that somebody can't...
It's a public domain, Eric. You're putting these photos out to the public.
Public should get a
sense. You don't tell everybody every single thing about your life because you don't know people, right? This is what she's doing. She's putting a very private, very controversial type thing out to the public.
Controversial?
Yeah, it can be controversial because it's the safety of your child. You know, like she's... She's making it look like, as a joke, she's making it look like she's hurting her baby as a joke. And some people are not going to get that as being funny. You just don't do it. It's just not worth it.
I find it ridiculous.
I don't know. I'm just right now, when it comes to Facebook, I'm kind of like holding back a little bit more. I don't want to put everything out there. I don't want everybody to know everything about everything. Like, it's just, it just doesn't matter.
Rochelle and I were talking about this the other day, like the fact that people spend so much time on social media, whether that's Facebook, Twitter, or whatever, that they've totally lost touch. What is it like to interact with people in real life?
Yeah.
And, you know, and speaking for myself, you know, I used to be involved a lot with Twitter. Not, you know, I'm on there, but
it's just
certainly not to the extent that it was, like, you know, a year or so ago. First of all, I want to just live my life. I don't want to, like, you know, I think, and the problem is people are living their lives through their devices. And this was brought up, by Kate Bush, you know, the singer.
Yeah.
She's touring for the first time in 35 years, which is kind of a big deal. But she's asked her fans, when you're watching your concerts, please put your cell phones away and just experience the moment for what it is. You don't need to experience it through this 4-inch screen or whatever. You know, just, and that's the thing, like, you know.
And just being aware of how much you are looking at your screen or how much you are looking at those things, because I know I get sucked into it. I'll sit there and I'll look at Facebook and I'll look at everything. And then you just, you know, the way that you scroll, you're like, oh, you just keep on scrolling. Well, when do you stop, right? Like, you need to be able to stop. And that's really hard sometimes because you just get, like, mesmerized into this screen.
Yeah.
And so if I stop going on there and if I stop posting things for myself, except the only thing that I'm still putting on is, like, drawings and artwork and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just don't, like, it's a very, like, a lot of times when you're posting stuff, it's just a one-sided conversation. Like, nobody actually responds to the things that you post or the things that you say. They just like it. And that's it.
And
that's not really a that's actually not a conversation at all. That's as good as someone giving you a thumbs up, which is basically saying nothing.
How much effort it takes to like?
Yeah. Click. Oh, yeah. Little finger motion.
That much.
Yeah.
That's how much somebody gives a shit about.
Yeah. So it just
like,
and Twitter, I find even more ridiculous. Like, I tried to do tweets and stuff, and I know we talked about this on the show because you were like, oh, follow Rochelle on Twitter. And I was like, oh, I don't do anything, because it is just like a one-sided conversation. Like, you're just writing one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you try to respond to something that someone else says, most of the time they don't even respond back to you. So there is no conversation.
Yeah.
So I just, you know.
So if you want to reach us,
it's not fulfilling for me.
Send us a letter in the actual mail.
Send us snail mail.
Or a postcard.
No, emails I think are good, because emails are something that you actually respond to like a letter.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't just click like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. Except for forwarded emails. Those are different.
Forwarded jokes. There we go. Do you want to talk about this, Rochelle?
Yes. Yeah, so I've just been having people coming up to me in places.
Okay. Really, wait to set it up. All right.
I don't know. You set it up then.
Well, okay. Rochelle, the other day, she said she was at the grocery store. Some guy pulled up to her in a van or vehicle. I don't know what it was.
A minivan.
Minivan.
With his, like, a lady sitting next to him who I assumed, you know, was his wife or something, but because sure. It's a family vehicle, but you know, it could not be. I don't know. So anyway, so I was just putting the grocery cart away and Bo was with me and he just stopped the car and asked me if I spoke French. And I said to him, well, no, not really. And then I was like, not very much. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, ça va? And I was like, ça va bien, because I did take French in school. And that is the one thing that I learned. And that was it. That was the end of the conversation. And he was like, oh, and then he drove off. It was really weird. Like, what was that all about? I have no idea.
But first, like,
maybe the only thing I could think of is maybe the two of them were talking, like, oh, that lady looks like she speaks French.
But what does that even mean? What is it?
I don't know.
What does a French speaking person look like? You know, French is spoken all around the world, like, you know, not necessarily in France or Quebec.
Yeah, but most Calgarians, like, have kind of a look to them. And then sometimes when I'm wearing, like, a different kind of outfit.
Were you wearing a beret, your red beret?
No, but I was wearing a tank top that was, like, hand painted by Sasha. Mm-hmm. And an artist friend of mine in a red skirt and with my red glasses. So it's like a little bit of a louder outfit. A little bit more colorful.
More European?
Yeah, Calgarians, I think the typical Calgarian outfit is a lot of like earthy tones and blues. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so then today I was out having lunch and coffee at this really nice Italian place. And this one lady came out to me and started asking me about my shirt. And then this other lady came out to me and started trying to get me to go to her church. And she was just like, oh, I just really feel drawn to you. I just really feel like, you know, I just really needed to talk to you and give you this. And I'm like, is there something about me like that is saying like, come here and talk to me? Because I was reading a paper. Like, I really just, you know, really wanted to read this article and drink my coffee. I didn't really feel like talking.
What is it with weird people this week in particular?
Maybe a full moon. Maybe there's a full moon.
Maybe.
Full moons make people go nuts.
Is it like weird people week and no one informed us? Because that's all we've been dealing with all week.
What's your experience?
Well, would I spend like 20 minutes talking about
it? Oh, yeah, that lady, yeah. But do you have any other experiences with weird people?
No, that's it. I think that's enough for 1 week.
For you, you're like, oh, time to go hide in my cave.
Yeah, I want to hide in my cave. How about we finish off the show with this Craigslist and we'll get out of here. Yes.
Cool. So Craigslist, this is in Vermont and it's in the wanted section. Goat wanted for rap video. Hello, me and my group of colleagues.
Colleagues, okay.
Yeah, that's kind of like the last word I would think of for a rap
rather
video.
Rather than bros or...
Me and my group of colleagues are looking for a goat owner to let us use... Come see their goat for a video we are making. No, this isn't a joke. We would like to put bling in the style of a clock chain and some aviator shades on the goat and pop bottles with the goat present. Yes, seriously. I don't know what the pop bottles means. That's in abbreviations.
Probably 40, is that like, 40s of like malt liquor, I'm guessing.
Like drinking it?
Oh, probably just bottles around, like as props.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think baby goats are cute, but I think real size goats are not very cute.
So I really wish that I could follow up on this and see that the video that they eventually make, but fortunately, I was not able to find that. I did do a search for Vermont goat rap video, and nothing came up.
Maybe it just hasn't happened yet. Maybe they're having a bit of a hard time finding the goat.
It can be that difficult in Vermont to find a goat. I don't know.
If you were going to do a rap video, what sort of animal would you put in it?
Probably a goat.
Really?
I don't know.
A baby goat or a real-life goat?
A full-grown adult goat.
I kind of like... What are those animals that spit really far?
Llamas?
Yeah, llamas. I kind of think those are funny looking.
They are kind of funny looking.
Yeah. Or also those, like I saw this cow at the Calgary Stampede that had long fur. And it looked like that character in The Labyrinth, like the guy that helps her through the maze.
Oh, what's that guy's name?
Awesome?
I don't know. Not David Bowie troll
guy. It's not Frodo. That's from Lord of the Rings.
It's something like that, though. Like, yeah. Sounds similar to that. Whatever, anyways.
Anyway, this cow looked like that dude.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds fantastic. Well, maybe we should get like a goat mascot for this show. Dress him up, put him in front of a microphone, and hope that he doesn't eat it.
Yeah, then we have to clean up the animal poop, though.
That's a problem.
I know. I was thinking it'd be really fun to get a bunny, but, you know, like for our son, to learn how to pet animals.
he's so rough around animals.
But then I was like, oh, poor bunny. You know, that bunny's just going to go through hell. It's not worth it. No. And then you got to clean out the cage and stuff.
And if we go out of town, we got to get somebody.
Find a bunny owner.
Nope.
Yeah.
No pets. It's kind of nice. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you've been listening to Tip Tap Tip. That's right. Calgary's best podcast, Calgary's only podcast. The only one that matters, that is. Yep. Go to tiptaptip.com for everything you need to subscribe, listen, or connect with us online. That's really all you need to know. That's it. So, if you have enjoyed our show, whether we talk about goats, shady financial institutions, weird people in parking lots, and whatever else we talked about.
Stuff. Cheesecake.
Well, you're welcome. That's right.
Thank you for all your emails and your letters and your tweets. We do appreciate those, even though we bitch and rant.
Even though Rochelle went off on it for like a few minutes, but... We still, every piece of interaction we do appreciate from the bottom of...
Well, and it's two-sided because we read it and we comment on it. So yeah. There
you go. Yeah. So that's that. Check us out. Like I said, at the things. Enough. Bye. My name is Eric.
Au revoir.
Well, you do speak French.
I do speak French.